When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
So let's, we've had a lot of discussion on men and women, relationships, and the effects of social media and the effects of outside influences, how they kind of make it harder to couple up these days, because I think people want imaginary things, right, out of life these days. They don't want the same things. I think they all are looking for something that is fairy tale.
Attainable.
Do you ever find yourself in a fairy tale situation, or have you gotten to the point to thinking it is what it is, and when you see the real, you'll know it?
Yeah, I think that I'm at a point now where I've been through so much already. I know what it's like to date good guys, and I know what it's like to date bad guys, right? More so the bad ones. So I think once you go through that type of level of heartache so many times, it forces you to not only protect one's heart, right? But it's no longer delusional. I can see right through it. You get it? You know what I'm saying? So now, put it like this. Let me tell you how good I've gotten. I mean, it's not that I was fooled a fool before, but, you know, I kind of have my rose-colored glasses on, right? And we see what we want to see, and we let a lot of things slide, and we push it, we sweep a lot of things under the rug, right? But now I'm at the point where, for instance, say I meet a man, right? I could tell right off the back, okay, you know what? He struggles with moral issues. He's not one to sell integrity, right? Okay, I'm cool. Oh, he's verbally abusive, right? You get it? I can pick up all the red flags very fast, right? So now once I see anything that I already know I've been through and I'm not dealing with that no more, I just cut it off. I don't give it a chance to fester. You get it?
Right.
Because the thing is, people will show you right away. It's just that, like I said, we don't want to see it. Now I allow myself to see it. I no longer have the wool over my eyes, if that makes sense, right? So for instance, lately I've been attracting men who are very, oh, I'm the prize type men. They believe that they don't have to chase me. They don't want to put effort. Okay, you're just not my person, right? And that's the thing. I just, okay, goodbye. So that's how, if the man comes at me disrespectful, goodbye. So as he starts talking about, oh, I don't believe in this. And as soon as I see what I'm not interested in, I don't give him no time of day. You get it? I cut it off fast, right? You understand?
Right. So
it used to be I would try to fix him, build a bear. Oh, I'm going to love him. I'm going to make him better. And I was getting abused and disrespected and neglected and drugged through hell and back. Do that make sense?
Right.
So once you learn, once a woman truly understands her worth and her value, she no longer settles for the bullshit no more.
Right. So, I mean, that's understandable. And also, it's kind of refreshing to hear somebody actually admit that, because a lot of people don't want to admit that they've had a change in their thought process, or that they think that things that society or men are going to change their ways when they're probably not. You know what I mean? I think people kind of arrive to you as who they're going to be. And try to change them, it's probably...
Good luck. You're going to burn a hole in your brain.
Yeah, it's probably a lot harder to change.
You're going to literally destroy yourself. You will literally destroy yourself. You cannot love a person to make them better. You cannot sleep with a person. It's nothing. The amount of, it's no amount of money. Nothing you can do can make a person be what you want them to be. Okay. They have to want to be that person first. All right. If that person is not willing to do the work, good luck. Okay.
Right.
You can give them $1 million and they still going to be who they are. You can have the most, you can be the most beautiful being on the planet Earth. It doesn't matter. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't care what, you can love a person to infinity and beyond. It, you can go to the moon and flip fucking burgers. It doesn't matter. If that person is not capable and they don't see their own worth, how are they going to know your worth? They cannot love you properly because they lack love for themselves. And I had to realize that me loving one who does not love themselves, I'm not loving myself. Therefore, I'm depleting myself trying to love you when you don't even love yourself to love me. How does that work?
Damn.
It won't.
Exactly.
Leave it alone.
Exactly.
Pray for them, hope for them to be better, and move the fuck on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so this is a world of... I think things are ever changing, and we have this new populist red pill, blue pill type of ideology out there.
Mm-hmm. Alpha male and yeah. Oh God,
yeah, choose both. I do think that there does need to be some pushback on some of the things, you know, because like I say, women want a man to equal something that they're just not capable of equally or being, or they don't. You know, and they want it at an early age, too. They want you to have this stuff at earlier ages in life that just are not...
realistic.
Realistic. And if you look at the timing that it takes to do some of these things, you know what I mean? A woman said, oh, I want a man that makes $100,000 a year. You know how long it takes to get to $100,000 a year, no matter what you do. You know what I mean? It will take you from the start to the finish. It will take you a good 10 years, 15 years, whether you go into a career... or because you have to get your education.
Mm-hmm. Trade, whatever that means. Entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And you may not even reach that success. It's not a guarantee.
No, not at all.
Right?
Yeah, it's not at all. So you know.
It could happen, but it's not a guarantee. So, oh, honey, let me tell you. I think that this is the thing. If you have someone who has some, you know, they really, really... They're trying to be in their purpose. They live in their purpose, right? And they have good intentions. They respect and love you, and they love God first. That's enough, right? I'm like this right now, right? I don't give a fuck if that man flip burgers at McDonald's. If that man has vision, right? He can go from that to owning his own stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? That man has character. He has drive. He has integrity. He has respect, right? The amount of money that one makes does not make them a good or bad person, okay? You have men who don't have a dollar in their pocket, but they have the biggest hearts. You understand?
Yeah.
You have multi-millionaires who are messed up and ugly inside.
Oh, man.
So this is the thing. Of course, you should want someone who is able to, you know, a man, of course, this is how God made it, okay? We didn't make the rules. God did. Okay, we only follow them. That's what we're supposed to do, right or wrong. The man is supposed to do, lead and provide, right? Right? Okay. So for one to go against his own nature is not healthy, all right? The problem is we're all going against our nature. The women out here have been the men now, right? That's not normal for the woman. I don't care how much she say, oh, I'm this boss chick and I want to work. I'm tired. Most women are not going to be able to say that. A lot of women will. I'm not going to lie. But a lot of women are like, I can't do it. I don't need a man. Baby, yeah. Deep down, when you go home and you by yourself, you want that man. You can lie all you want to, okay? We need a man. It's our biological nature to desire a man. I would be lying if I said I want to be alone all the time. That's a fucking lie. Please don't lie. That shit is miserable. Let's be real about that. It's just that I don't want a man who is just making me miserable and just dogging me every day. You get it? Have some toast with eggs. Trying to forget about you, baby. And the things we said. I know we were a little drunk. And I was mad as hell.
the lies you tell.
Because of you.
There's a feminist type of movement out there that has
good luck.
It's leaked into the non-feminist person. They kind of got it confused of what feminism is, and which makes some women think that they have to be masculine. If you are a woman, a single mother, by yourself raising any child, male or female, that's the toughest job in the world.
You got to be masculine. You have a choice because I'm survival mode.
You got to be. I don't know about masculine, but you should definitely be tough. You know what I mean? If that mirrors masculine, if that's your definition of masculinity, that's cool. But once you get the man that comes in your life, you got to get out of that masculine role.
He has to be a leader for me to do that, though. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Men expect you to not be like that, but they're not leading anything. They want to come into your life, expect you to still take care of everything. They don't want to come in and do anything. They just want to reap the benefits of the woman. And they expect you to not be, to be feminine and to be submissive. How does that work?
Well, that's not a man anymore.
Exactly. That's a boy. So this is the thing. If a man comes into a woman's life and he shows her that I am capable of showing you provision and leadership, she will follow that man. Do you understand? The problem is that most of these men are not leaders.
All right.
They're not in a purpose, okay? They don't have a pot to piss in or where to throw it out of.
But that also taints the pool, meaning that the more times that woman experiences that, it's going to make it that much harder for her to get back to her natural state when she does meet a man that that doesn't need the treatment that these other men's begin. Mm-hmm. I got this clip I want to play to you, and I want to get your insight on it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. This is from a show I watch at home on a lady. It's called Pop the Balloon. We enjoy it. It's a pretty good show. Go ahead and check this out.
There's three things that every man wants, and if you do these three things, you can procure any man that you want. And this isn't my information that I just came up with. This is actually research-based, and the first thing is being useful. How can you be useful to the person in your life? Why is that important? Because when you are a useful asset, then there is no way that he's ever going to want to get rid of you. The second thing is you have to blow his mind in the bedroom. What does that mean? That means you take the wildest, nastiest thing that you've ever done, figure out the wildest, nastiest thing that he's ever done, and exceed that. Otherwise, he can just get it from somewhere else. Now, the third thing, and this thing is the most important thing. It doesn't matter if you do the first two things. If you don't do this last thing, then you won't be able to keep your man, and that is respect. Always respect your man. Now, if you have any confusion as to what respect is, say to yourself, would I say this to the person who is writing my checks? Would I say this to my boss? And if you wouldn't, don't say it to your man.
All right, have at it, Nicole. What do you think? So, number one, he said he would be useful.
Number two, be a motherfucking freak in the sheets.
All right, and number three?
If you wouldn't say it to your boss, then you don't say it to your partner.
Respect. So, out of all three of those, which one, you know me, which one do you think is most important to me?
Respect.
Number three is the only one that I think that he ever had to mention. Number two, some women are not. They're just not. They can try, but you know what I mean?
They still got it.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah. You can't.
That's not always a deal breaker.
Huh? No,
that's
it shouldn't be.
It's a deal breaker.
It shouldn't.
Because a lot of men ain't all that in the pair room.
Yeah, you should.
Let's be clear. It's not like we just porn stars, okay?
And yeah.
Well, I got him, but you know, never mind. Just playing. I'm just playing, y'all. Go ahead. Joke.
So look. Here we go.
No, but so respect. Listen. Respect.
So number one, usefulness. Okay, so let's
talk
about
it. No, you have to be useful to one another.
No, but useful in a way, I think he should have explained a little better. Mm-hmm. Useful by not being hindering, by not just starting situations that don't need to happen. Don't be negatively engaging Some people sometimes, they just be on one sometimes, some day. Me, my in a relationship, I'm not a perfect guy, but I know how to handle it.
You're not a perfect love.
You know, so if I'm grouchy or if I don't feel like being bothered, I'll stay away from you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, I need some time, babe.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, hey, I need some time.
Right.
I'm not going to just, and if I'm wrong, I'll say, you know, I apologize.
Right.
That's the difference has been understand that I'm going to communicate how I feel.
Absolutely.
So you're not in the dark. And then give me some time because men are very different how they process their emotions. Yeah. Give him that time. He'll come back around. Just let him take his time and he'll let him self-reflect because men, they just different than women in that way.
Yeah. So every 20 minutes, don't come to me and say, what's wrong?
Yeah. Leave
what's
me
wrong?
Alone.
Did let I say be. Something?
Right.
I do something?
Right.
You know, I got a headache. Just.
That,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Or I'm thinking about the mortgage payment coming up next week. I happen to have a couple of them and I'm not happy yet.
Yeah, and I'm just the
you know what I mean?
But I told you that, so let me process
absolutely.
It. Men need to, they're problem solvers. You guys need to figure out how can I solve the problem.
Yeah, so that's where the usefulness is best served. For
right.
me, it's not about, it's about trying to, I'm not saying take on the problem before it becomes a problem. But don't let it get to a situation to where now I have to be involved in it to the point to where I'm already overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You added more stress to me.
Yeah. You know, just don't do that. You know, so, you know, it's crazy. You know, how being useful is, and it goes for the man too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what's your favorite number out of those three? Don't say number two, because we already know your deal on that one.
I think that I would say all of the above.
All the above. There we go. All right. That's a good one.
Because, and I'm going to say this, even if you, but the reason why I say all three things is because, okay, respect is very, very important. Because how can you like or love me or respect me, right? You have to have respect for someone in order to exhibit love or like, okay?
Right.
Respect for a man is, you know, for a woman is important. My mom always taught me respect first before anything. Respect is even more prominent for a man, all right? That's big for women too, but men are, that's more powerful than anything for a man. Most men care about respect, okay? But.
And they gotta care to give it.
Right.
That's something
yes.
that I hear sometimes.
But also, you can't respect the wrong man and he can still disrespect you.
Absolutely.
So you can discipline, I'm trying to make you guys, you can do everything right, but for the wrong man or woman, it's not going to be right, okay? But for the right person, it will be right, okay? That's the difference. But it's key in the fundamentals of having a successful and healthy dynamic relationship or marriage, okay? Because usefulness to me means, okay, it could mean, okay, on a daily basis, usefulness could mean me saying, hey, babe, what do you want to eat? Okay, how are you feeling? Is this something I can do to relieve your stress? Right? Do you need a back massage? It's the little things, right? Usefulness doesn't mean something, a great grand gesture, right? Usefulness could be, hey, you know what? Let me go put some gas in the car for her so I know she don't have to worry about that. Let me go get the car detailed. Let me do the dishes for her. Let me take out the trash while her asking me.
Absolutely.
You get it? It can be the small things. I know she's tired. Let me rub her feet when she got off of work. You get it?
I definitely do.
It's little things. Let me cook for her. It's both parties saying, hey, this is not just a man thing or a woman thing. It's a us thing. And seeing the things before you even have to tell me because I care enough about you to be that intentional to say, hey, I'm going to be that person in your life to try to make sure that you have the less stress as possible. That's our job, to come in and make it healthy for one another.
Can I get you to say it one more time about the, it's not a him or her, it's a...
It's a us thing, right? It takes two people to make it work. It takes two to tangle. Hey, da 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 da.
All the faces that you make with me, you make.
When you have both people pour into each other's cup, now we go to number two, the sex. That's going to make the sex greater now. Oh, you're going to make me want to jump on your thing. You get it? Because you're showing up for me in a way that I feel validated. I feel appreciated. I feel loved. I feel appreciated, right? What does that bring sexually? It's going to bring out the best in me in a bedroom and a woman, right?
But you, okay, so let me ask you this. Guys.
All of these things coexist together to make a perfect unity.
Right. So guys want a woman that is sexual, obviously.
Of course.
But a lot of them want.
We want it too, though. It go both ways.
But some of these guys want a woman that's more like, you know, a porn star. And some, you know, they want a woman to just be crazy in the bedroom.
Okay, just I don't bananas. See a problem with that.
Just bananas, right?
Okay.
But they don't cover all the other bases. You know what I mean? And they don't...
It's just they just look as sexual.
And they don't be useful.
Right.
So I'm not a guy basher, but I look at it from both point of views here. I think that some things that we want from women, we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to give that same to them? You know, and I'm not sure it's all the way there yet.
Absolutely. In my experience, I have experienced that where I was going above, beyond, I feel, in all categories.
Right.
Right?
And number two, huh?
Oh, definitely. Number two is my bag.
Hang on a second. Number two. No. Was it number? Wait a minute. Where's my thing at? How come my thing ain't working over here? There you go, a second. Give me a second, Nicole. What happened to you? We had some sound effects.
They're like, don't know what you say that.
Sound effects. Put that on. Let me do that. Okay. Well, I know. You know, I should have looked up the other one. They got yours got claps and all that stuff.
Oh, should we hit that? All right.
For me, but that way you can give yourself a round of applause. You know what I mean? Because you could, hang in a second. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Down over here. I'll turn it. I still sound normal? Yeah, I do.
I don't know what happened, but...
So, I think maybe the battery might just be getting there. But the thing is, you're right. So, it has to be vice versa. It has to go two ways. It has to be a two-way street.
Oh, I honestly, in my experience, is that sometimes a woman could go over and beyond, right? Like, completely to where the only reason why the relationship is still a relationship is because of the woman, right?
Right.
Sometimes it's the other way around where the man is the only reason why the relationship is still standing, right?
Right.
Because he's the only one putting all the effort, right?
Right.
It usually falls short like that. It's usually where you have the man trying so hard or the woman trying so hard, right? And it's one or two, but you do have relationships where both parties are doing the work, right? So the point I'm trying to make in my experience is I feel like at times where I was the one that was the rock, right? And I was trying so hard, like, okay, if I stopped putting all this effort, my relationship just would have crumbled completely, right? Because I'm the only one putting the effort. You know what I'm saying?
Work.
And that there is a very, very bad place to be in, okay? So I've learned that you don't do that. You just don't do it, okay? It's not for you. It's draining. It's not healthy. And if you have to chase somebody, baby, that means they're running. You understand?
Or they don't want to be-
Always remember that. If you have to chase behind anyone, man or woman, that means that they're running away from you. They're supposed to be running back to you. Y'all supposed to run to each other, right?
Right.
So, with that being said, I think that when you implement in what we just talked about, those three things, usefulness, the bedroom, and respect, if you are implementing all these things healthily, everything is going to come together the way it's supposed to come together, right? You can do all these things, but if you're doing it for the wrong person, you are a package at the wrong address.
You How do you know if you should settle down or pass up for some
person, okay? Understand that. If you know in your heart you've done everything you can do and this person still doesn't appreciate, they don't see you, walk away. Leave it them be. It's not worth it, y'all. Okay?
So Nicole's advice is?
Stop fighting for somebody who ain't fighting for you back. You're beating a dead horse. The motherfucker's dead.
If they're not doing two of those three things, and one of them three things better be respect.
Nigga, you doing circus acts in the bedroom. You doing porn star shit. You useful. You respecting this motherfucker. And they still don't give a fuck. Fuck them. Bye. Peace. Deuces. Bye.
I guess I'll see you next lifetime. You know, really, it's...
There you
go.
Eric, how about you, baby?
That's it. You know what I mean?
I figured you would dig that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And understand it. That guy, he didn't fare too well with the women because he might have been a little bit too straightforward. He was a dentist. He was a handsome guy. He just may have been, in their opinion, too straightforward. You know what I mean?
Should settle down or pass up for someone better? That's a great question. I even want to hear this answer.
I think that a lot of people are in relationships because they can't afford a rent on their own. A lot of people are in relationships because they don't want to fall asleep by themselves at night. A lot of people are in relationships because their mom or dad tell them that they're getting too old. A lot of people are in relationships for the wrong reason. And the truth is, when you get to a space where you love you enough to get rid of the noise that comes from outside of you, the people, the places, the things, the biases, the societal norms, when you get outside of all of that, now you can powerfully choose. I'm choosing you because I want you, not because I need you, although I'm not going to act like I don't need you. I'm going to move like I genuinely want you in my life. Mm-hmm. And until you get to that point, I don't think you should be in a relationship.
Mm, I agree.
That is great. That was great.
Man. So she said, she don't need you.
I don't need you, but I want you. Said I want you. But I won't hunt you, cause I can see you, or I can free you, cause I want you, but I don't need you. Hey. Now remember, okay. I'm a winner, hot as summer, cold as winter, no beginner, and not finna, swipe like Tinder, it's your ending. Remember that I want you, but I don't need you. Oh. You'll go hungry.
Go hungry
before I feed you. You gon' want me.
You gon' want
me. And you gon' miss this.
You gon' miss this.
And you gon' need this. Every time you see this, boy, I'm so hot, 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 hot. Listen, y'all. So look.
Hey.
Hey. So that's my song, y'all, called Don't Need You. Available now on all streaming platforms. So, about this topic, Maurice.
So
I proceed to give them what they need.
Yeah. Hang on one second. Then we'll go right back to it, all right?
Yes, sir.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at Truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
Calling all new TikTok users. TikTok brings together fun, inspiration, and shopping. All in one app. And here's a special treat for you. Download TikTok, search for Get Tik, GETTIK, and instantly get $20 no minimum spend voucher just for joining. Search for Get Tik, GETTIK. Use it right away on a wide range of TikTok shop products. No limits, no catch. It's quick, it's easy, and it's all yours. Download TikTok now and claim your voucher today.